This is Senator Al Simpson. Is America's space program back on its celestial track across the heavens? Ted Kennedy and I will face off after this. Ted, the chilling Challenger disaster of nearly 3 years ago put our nation's fine space program on hold. In the short span of months following that tragic accident, we suffered serious problems launching our unmanned rockets. Now we have seen two marvelously successful shuttle missions. I think we can honestly say that things are surely looking up for our space program. But the reality of America's budget-bind situation must not be lost in the rightful pride we have in these shuttle missions. We have to assure that the program pays its way in the years ahead. Our space program can and does provide vital national security work, but let's put the responsibility on the private sector when it comes to launching those great birds when they're used for other purposes.
Al, you're talking to the wrong person about your backdoor scheme to scuttle the space program, which is exactly what will happen if we privatize our role in space. That's not what President Kennedy had in mind when he challenged us to reach the moon. Space is still America's last frontier, and the achievements of the past quarter century have brought enormous dividends that none of us dreamed possible. Those dividends are public, Al, not private, and they could never have been achieved by a privatized program. We need to set the space budget with due regard for other priorities, but it'll be foolish to balance the budget on the back of the space program when our European allies, the Soviet Union, and even China are accelerating their own roles in space. Our scientists have made a brilliant recovery from the Challenger disaster. America is back in space, Al, and you want to give the space program the back of your hand? This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off again tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.